There have been many events canceled in North Carolina because of House Bill 2, but you can't count this weekend's Charlotte Pride Festival and Parade as one of them. Kimberly Melton is the executive director and first full-time employee of Charlotte Pride. Melton pointed out, this is one event that is expected to be in high attendance because of HB 2. She spoke to WFAE's Sarah D'Elia about the increased security around the festival and parade this weekend.
House Bill 2 may have deterred Bruce Springsteen and Ringo Starr from coming to North Carolina, but Charlotte Pride's Kimberly Melton says this weekend's Pride festivities gives those who oppose the law a chance to have a voice.
If anything, they'll come to speak out and to show the support for the community, because Charlotte is a very supportive community. There's going to be over 3,300 people marching this year, so it's one of the largest ones we've ever had, and many of the groups will be using that as their voice to speak out.
In that respect, this year's Charlotte Pride Festival and Parade could have some resemblance of Pride Parade's past. Milton says that the parades in the early days of Charlotte Pride were marches for civil rights. Now, it's more of a big party.
Of course, Charlotte Pride is a celebration for the LGBTQ community, but it's also a celebration for Charlotte.
There's, of course, a great deal of diversity within the LGBT community, which can make it difficult to find the right balance when planning what events and performers should be included in Charlotte Pride's big weekend.
We have queer acts, we have trans acts, we have drag, we have a Charlotte event, a Charlotte band, Dust and Ashes. I mean, there's variety in everything.
We've done a fair amount of reporting on HB2 and transgender issues and being connected to some people in the transgender community in Charlotte. There's been some chatter on social media that the Charlotte Pride weekend doesn't have as much representation of people in the transgender community than maybe the gay, lesbian, bisexual representation of the weekend. What do you say to people who are transgender in Charlotte and don't feel like this is a proper representation of the transgender community in Charlotte?
We do have transgendered acts that will be happening on the stage. Some people feel that there needs to be more. And I would say that we can always do better. I mean, we're always striving to be more inclusive. We're always striving to provide more opportunities for people. We have heard the voices, and we take them very seriously. And we look forward to dialogue in the future.
How has the tragedy in Orlando affected planning Charlotte Pride this year?
Orlando is a stain on our soul that will never go away. We have an entry in our parade called We Are Orlando that will be calling out their names and with place cards. And many, many of our over 130 parade participants will be acknowledging Orlando.
There will be more security this year. The Charlotte Pride Festival and Parade was declared by the city for the first time an extraordinary event, which gives the police more authority.
You know, we were concerned in one way for part of our community that feels marginalized by the police. And then there's other parts of our community who were very glad it happened. Because there are so many people in the parade, we have mandatory parade meetings, and the police were at those meetings to answer questions. And, you know, the questions were just, hey, what's the difference? And really, from what I understand to be true, the difference is that it allows the police to check a backpack if they deem the person to be suspicious. So what that means is they can take care of the situation right now. And hopefully, most of the time when they check their backpack, they're going to find bubbles and water and towels and things that they should be at a parade, but it does allow them to handle that situation immediately.
So what do you hope as a person that attends Pride, what do you hope that they ultimately take out of that experience?
They will laugh. They will have fun. They will experience things that they've never seen. They will be educated. The faith community will be marching. So I think We Are Family speaks to it, that we all just need to love each other and support each other and listen.
The Charlotte Pride Festival kicks off on Saturday. The parade starts on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Uptown. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.